Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
We never saw the sky, or tried a thousand times. The places I had been, you'd never know the way I live. She took me to her room, I think I had too much too soon. And when she held me near, I tell you man, I had no fear. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Found some comfort there. I was out of control, I was living alone. I was lighting a match for the wishes I've blown. Feelings free, and even though the world was blue, we did the best that we could do. A little white light and a little white noise. There's something in the world they can't destroy. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Keep on burning, my love for you will get me through.
I remember before we met.
remember the day it broke. I'm trying.
pureza e sem medo distinguir o mal e o bem. Que beleza. Que beleza. Que beleza é saber seu nome, sua origem, futuro. Que beleza é conhecer o desencanto e ver tudo bem mais claro no escuro. Que beleza. Que beleza.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Walk the sand with our cry. be happy in his world. We'll be right back.
ill today.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and bitch bitches
and the Indians
and frontier psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world.
The world of 20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
To an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
To walk to school.
At the corner, we waited to cross the street.
The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Loud music was coming from a car.
Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest, she fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. Vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at me, I'm on TV. It makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces, picked up for deliberation. listening, by the people listening at home, by the people watching on the telly, by the people listening at home, by the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la. Chances are you'll probably feel better if you stay in place with yourself.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Well, my wallet seems lighter than it used to be back then, when I only drank coffee and tea. But some things hit harder, pack more of a punch, when you add a little whiskey, vodka, or rum. And I'll sing it loud at the top of my lungs. Yeah, I still think about you when I'm lonely and drunk. I still think about you. I don't care what you think, I don't care what you say. Oh, I'd never even hear you from this far away. And it's clear from your silence that you know me so well, that I'd never give up on that love that I felt. I'll never give up on that love that we held, and I'll never stop drinking from this ocean well. I'll never stop drinking. You still haunt me in my dreams. You're such a tease, only on days I think that I finally moved on. Moving on. Moving on. So take your glass half full heaven and your glass half gone hell. Take your money, take your love, take your hopes, take your spells, take your rhythm, take your judgment, your war and your peace, take your anger, take your joy, take the best parts of me. Oh, I still think about you. Yeah, I still think about you when I'm lonely and drunk, and I'll never stop drinking. I'm drinking from this ocean well. I wish you well. I wish
could say. is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Once when I was a child, I was a little disaster. Things that I couldn't